homophonophobic. This poem is so vain and humorous, you'll burst a vein or break your humerus. My editor returned my latest piece, but all my comrades lay in pools of red revisions. Storms of mourning blew my piece away on that blue morning as I read. My angry tears died on the stationery and dyed the marks that villain chose to write. But idle, as an idle, stationary, I weathered thoughts to whether he was right. Okay, I missed a comma, that is fair. Ah, yes, good catch, it should be rains, not rains. But wait, this edit weighed more than the fair, and now I wade in criticism's reins? It's true, that noun does need a capital. What's this I've seen? Please knead the scene with patience? You sail from off your ivory capital with medicine for sale that harms your patience. But now, it seems my seams will pop the sew. He writes, thus based on standards held by our elites, your rhyme of stairs with stairs was so unskilled, I deem your work as amateur hour. How dare he meddle, as if he's won some medal, and charge me one gold medal bar plus tax, to only steal away my writer's medal, and crucify my work of steel with tax. My mirror pain revealed my pain, and pale I watered up the poem, and I threw it through the waste of the waste paper pail. But then, a peeking thought came peeking through. Though I was preyed upon and shredded bare, this lesson will not lessen me from higher reaches than the claws of such a bear. And so I prayed the vow to never hire such a raging homophonophobic.